Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we'd like you to get naked with us.
You can't just say that.
Yeah, I can. Watch this. We'd like you to get naked with us.
Yeah.
We want to hear when you got, like, your naked story. Does everybody have a naked story?
I don't know. I have buddies, definitely, that got naked all
counts.
The time.
Like, been naked in a weird place? It's like, or you have you just witnessed something nakedness in a weird
kind
place?
Kind of.
Like, did you see this woman in the, what airport was that?
Oh, yeah. That was wild.
Where she just, she's fully, like, she went into the bathroom and just came out, like, naked and just, like, flipped out.
Yeah, I know.
And then, what are you going to do? You're a security guard. You're not going to grab her. You can't grab her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But someone has to stop her.
But what are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Yeah.
And all the people whose flights are delayed are like, don't stop her.
No, she's fine. It's all right.
She was stabbing someone, like people with pencils.
Yeah, she did.
So you have to stop her.
Yeah. She bit some people. She bit a restaurant manager.
All of that, if you choose to do it, you don't have to be naked.
That was a thing.
You're
it's
just
like,
adding in.
It's like rubbing baking grease on you or something. You just don't want to be caught because, security can't grab you.
I see.
Because they don't know what to do. And she was, I don't know. It was good. It was nice.
Stop.
Yeah. No, just, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. An airport beer and a show and, you know.
And the reason we know about it, why do we know about it? Because instead of people helping, they all got their phones out.
Mm.
So you can get her from pretty much any angle you need.
Oh. I don't like that.
I'm not, okay. But like, have you never done the thing where like, because my only naked story is, like, and it's, I've been close before. Sometimes I have the robe, sometimes I don't. But like, sometimes you just think, like, you ever been in a hotel and you just like, midnight, like, order everything from room service and you just like, and you just get crazy, right?
No, I would like to. I've never done that.
Oh my God, it's so fun. And you're just like, you just gorge.
Okay.
And maybe you have some relations or whatever. Mm. And then you're laying there and you're trying to fall asleep and you're like, this food is going to smell terrible in the morning. So
okay.
You're like, we gotta put it outside the room.
Yeah, put it in the hall.
Yeah.
Is that what you do? And then they come and get it? Or?
Yeah, you just set the trays outside your room. Mm-hmm. You know, at a lot of hotels, you just set outside. But like, you're both exhausted from a voracious session of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, baby, you just sleep. I'll get the food out of here. And then you just step outside your door and you like set the tray down or whatever. And you hear that. And the door closes. But you're putting it out naked because like, I'm going back to
put
bed.
Put a robe on.
But so now I do, but like, I remember distinctly the time.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, the door clicks and you're like, well, last I saw her, she was very satisfied and very sleepy. Okay. And I'm outside the room with nothing on. You do have the lid.
Oh my gosh.
But you're like, and she's not getting up.
No.
But the harder you pound, what is happening?
More people are waking up.
More people are coming up on what's going on. And you're like,
what on out there?
Room service. Don't lift the lid. She did eventually open the door. But like, I've been locked out more than once, only once naked. There you go. That's my naked story.
That's good.
So at least I participated.
Well, we used to do this thing similar. The knocking reminded me when we were in the dorms, where you'd go to your buddies and you would do a handstand. So you put your feet at the top of the door. And your hands on the ground, obviously, and you're naked. And then
why?
And then a friend would knock on the door. So then your friend would open the door thinking,
and your legs would fall on them.
Who's coming to visit me? And they'd open it and your junk would be at eye level. I need you to get upside down
right now, and I want to see if your junk is at my eye level. I don't think it would be.
No, I don't think
feels it, like it'd be still down.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But it's like more exposed.
Yeah. I was on the basketball team. These were tall guys.
We're not getting the best view at all.
No, I mean, but that's kind of the point.
But you'd be falling inward on me while it's happening.
Yes. Yep. All the better.
So you've done that?
To the unsuspect? Yes, I've done that.
You've been in a handstand.
I'll give you $1,000. Against the door.
I'll give you $1,000 to get a handstand right now. Okay. Clothed or not.
I don't want to do it clothed.
All right. Well, whether you've witnessed nakedness or you were the naked, we want to hear your best naked story. 303-222-5423. You can text that. You can call that. I don't want to tell you where the money goes from that event until after we get done with your naked calls. Erin?
I'm more so a never nude. I don't sleep naked. I don't, like, I would put on a robe without a doubt. Like, the second I'm off the bed, clothes are on.
Really?
Never nude.
But I...
Here it is. There's a butt.
If you get me drunk enough, even at Disneyland or Disney World.
You've taken your clothes off at Disney World?
I mean, flashing people. So that's
at
not
the happiest place on earth.
That's why they named it that.
Yeah.
No, but that's kind of the closest naked story I have.
You know, because there's a story where a dude got arrested in New Orleans Square in Disney.
Yeah.
He climbed a building and exposed himself to onlookers.
Mm.
Yeah, mine wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
So you were just flashing.
I didn't climb a building.
Were you mooning or were you headlighting?
Headlighting.
Okay. Well, and she's a woman. There's a little, like, a
guy.
Yeah,
no, nobody
like,
wants your
put it away.
Handstand.
There are kids around.
Yeah.
But,
I feel like
we
were on the, what is that area called where you drink around the world? Is that
Epcot?
Yeah. So there were more adults
there. I think
nudity
is more, less frowned upon and almost encouraged at Epcot. I feel like if Tiak did it.
I just remember ending in Mexico and it just, I blacked out.
And you were your boobs out when you blacked out or? It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I would probably, if I were to get naked at Disneyland, I'd have to be at the log ride, obviously. You know?
I'd want to do Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, TX is
again.
It's a small world.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Yeah, okay.
We'll put the video up of him handstanding.
Doing handstand. Well, not anymore.
And you decide which ride he would be near.
Finding Nemo. I don't know.
What? Tower of Terror, more like it. Come on.
That's gone now. It's something else.
It's Guardians.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, that doesn't
work. All right, well, we're just going to sit here and name Disney rides until you call in with your naked story. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your stories where you were naked.
Yeah, just say it. I know you want to say it.
Naked! Ashton?
Yai.
Naked, what happened to you?
Well, I hope this didn't happen to me. So I was on the subway and I had a jacket on, so I really didn't realize that I had my skirt tucked into my pantyhose.
Oh.
And you could see my thong, everything, just like walking around Manhattan. And I was just trying to have a good vacation.
You can't feel the breeze. I've never understood not feeling the breeze.
I haven't either. But here's the thing:
I had tights on.
The no pants look is also trending. So
that doesn't.
But not for me. I do not have that body.
HR told me otherwise.
Oh my God.
I wanted
a good vacation, and instead, it was mortifying story for the rest of my life.
What, like, did some good Samaritan finally go, "Hey, nice ass," or like, what? How did it?
No, luckily, so one of the subway attendants, it was a woman. I was about to exit, and she hollered over at me, and she was like, "Yo, you know, you should look down."
And you were just showing the goods to everybody.
I didn't realize it.
I love this job.
I had taken my jacket off. Like, the subway was hot. I took my jacket off. And so I didn't know that was the case.
Did you, because this is not a naked story, but there's been times where I've not looked in the mirror for a while and there's something odd about my body. And then I'm actually feeling the mojo because like everybody's kind of looking at me. I'm like going, I got on today. Like, could you feel like a lot of stares while you were on the subway?
Looking back, I think about that way too much, honestly, and I try to remember, like, what were other people's faces doing? Were they all like,
they were
oh contorted. My gosh.
That probably wasn't the worst thing that they saw on the subway that day.
Why is everyone drooling?
I don't know. All I know is, like, I don't know if I can ever return to Manhattan.
No, you probably shouldn't.
Like, I don't know if I can.
They'll welcome you.
Rent a car, maybe. I don't know. Thank you, Ashton. Amy.
Yai.
Naked. What's your naked story?
So I was in high school, and I had this boyfriend, and my room was upstairs, and my parents were away, and we were in the shower, and my parents were no longer away, and my dad came home.
Oh, no.
And was freaking out, and thank God there was a window in the bathroom, and my boyfriend hopped out of the window. Like, naked, and I
naked on the roof.
I had a towel. Yes, I actually think he fell in a bush.
Oh no, that's scratchy.
It was it was bad.
Which would you take, dad or public humiliation?
I don't know.
Humiliation. Yeah,
you public. Would.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, because I feel like that's short.
What's dad gonna do?
Well, he's scary.
Yeah,
dad's scary.
Okay.
And I feel like then, at least if public humiliation, I could still date the daughter.
Yeah, you know?
Like, that's true.
Yeah, but what if you get caught on the roof? What if the neighbors call? Then you're naked on the roof and dad gets you.
How does this business? A naked roofers.
How did this end?
Whammy.
Did he get out of there? Did he run up the block naked? How does this end?
I mean, he was kind of in a bush until I was like, Dad, wait! And then I threw a towel out the window, and then he used that and ran.
Oh, my God.
So there's just a...
The bush was a little wet.
Yeah, he was crouching and hiding for a tiny little
bit. That's incredible. Thank you, Amy. Lindsay?
Yai, guys.
Yai!
Naked! What happened to you?
Okay, so I was taking a shower, and I didn't realize, like, I had put my towel in the laundry, so when I got out of the shower, there was nothing for me to dry myself
off. Oh, my God,
off.
I hate that moment.
Why do you only have one towel?
Because I do all my towels at the same time, because they're white, so I just do
it. And just bleach it all,
burn them with bleach.
Like, you got to put them in the dryer for, like, a really long time.
Oh, God, I love that feeling.
They get all tweaky, you know?
Ugh.
So I had no towels, so I was, like, going to just walk to my room to get dressed, like, not a big deal, but it was summer, so I had the door, like, just the screen door closed. And as I was walking through my house past the door, I realized that there was a group of Mormon missionaries.
Oh, for the love. Just standing
like
at the door.
Boys in their little ties and their shirts. And they were, like, totally stunned. So I just, like, waved.
You waved to
them? What else are you supposed to do?
A naked woman
put
before.
On a show. Do a walkover. I don't know. Do some sort of gymnastics move. You don't wave or like try to do the like thing where you do one hand down and one hand across.
At that point, no.
I was like too shocked to be embarrassed, and I just was like, "Hello,
yeah. Come on in, see what you have to say."
Oh my God,
we'll be on our way.
For them than it was for me.
I bet you made some conversions.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.